your boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And before I get into this 50 Cent Marlon Wayans beef that's going on over the Diddy documentary, I want to go to Memphis. I want to head over to Memphis right now, where a mother who was shot 20 times by her husband survived and shares her story, telling a powerful story, how she was able to survive. This is amazing. I need y'all to lock in, Truth Nation. A lot of domestic abuse going on, but this woman lived to tell her story. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got video and audio. Let's listen.
I can't use my arms like I used to. And it's hard. That's why I cry a lot, because it's like, I can't believe I went through this situation.
Sam, a mother of four daughters, says she decided to leave her husband after years of verbal and physical abuse.
Why couldn't he just leave me alone and let me go by my life? Like,
Sam says her husband, Ahmad Sam, shot her after she decided not to return home. She says the day of the shooting, her brother took her to get some clothes for work. When they stopped at an apartment complex in South Memphis, her husband appeared.
And he looked at my brother, and he was started shooting at my brother. My brother ran, and after that, it's like he continued to, like, after shooting at my brother, continue to shoot into the car.
Sam says she's thankful to be alive and that her daughters still have a mother. But this holiday season, her spirit is at its lowest.
Just like the holidays don't feel the same to me anymore, because I can't just get up and like go cook like I used to, because I'm so used to cooking everything for my family. And I'm left disabled. I appreciate my family so much, because it's like you never know what situation you may go through, and you not, like, you don't know who will be there for you.
Ahmad Sam remains in jail and charged with two counts of attempted first degree murder.
Wow. 20 times. You know what? God got a something, you know, that he want to do with her life. I mean, this woman shot 20 times, shot at the brother. And this is where I say, like, the red flags, when you got to see, I think that many times we fall in love, or we deal with people and we overlook some of the red flags when somebody, you know, is talking aggressive, or, you know, red flags, verbal abuse ideas, or like physical abuse. Like, you got to be careful, because that could cost you your life. You know what I mean? I'm sure that before this happened, there was a certain level of abuse going on. This is why I say you can't accept abuse in no form, in no kind of format, especially if you're in a relationship. I mean, you got to realize, okay, if it ain't working, we can leave each other. You know, she tried to leave. He didn't want her to leave, and he wanted to take her life. It's amazing that this woman is alive to tell her story. But this goes out there to all of the people that's in these relationships where if you're in a relationship where you being abused or verbally, any type of abuse, you gotta have an exit plan, because these people, sometimes they'll talk. Sometimes when people say things, And it sounds like they joking, or you may not think that they may do it, but trust me, if they wasn't thinking about it, how would they be able to say it? So they hadn't already thought about how they was going to do it to you just to even say it. Think about it. Somebody's, I'll beat you up. They didn't already thought about punching you at that point. They didn't already in their mind kind of visualize beating you up almost. It just ain't manifested. So this is the same thing where, you know, you say, oh, I could beat that person. Well, you know how people be like, no, I could beat him up or I could beat her up. They didn't already figured out a plan, or it already went through their mind on how they was going to knock you out or how they was going to slam you. They hadn't already thought about it. So if you're in a relationship with somebody all day, y'all arguing back and forth, or they calling you out your name, or they saying things to you, they already pre-thought about it. That's sick. That's a lot of, that's hard to think about, because then they'll say they love you. This is why I don't hear all of that. You can't tell me you love me and say something crazy to me. That ain't the love I want. That ain't nothing I want to deal with. I got a bad temper too. You ain't the only one walking around here thinking you tough. That's why you living with somebody, that's a lot. And then you know, try to escape, and then this happens. I wish we can go into 2026 and really reshape the way that we engage with each other. I hope that one day we can all be respectful of each other's spaces and try to work together to build. Because right now, all I see is crash out. If I can't get my way, I'm crashing out. People can't take criticism no more. People can't take good advice no more. It's wild out here. Red flags. Say no to abuse in any format. Any format. I don't care if it's small type, little slick stuff, or somebody to smack you in the face. It's time to go. You gotta move around. Well, I want to get into this Diddy and Marlon Wayans situation before we, you know, get to the end of this segment. So 50 is taking a lot of flack for this documentary. I see everybody that was close to Diddy or knew Diddy, they trying to take shots at 50 for putting out the documentary. They're responding now. I want to open up the lines. Do you think that 50 deserves the backlash he's getting from Hollywood? You talking about Marlon Wayans, Ja Rule, Dame Dash, and people who probably, to me, when I look at it, liked Diddy. Do you think that he deserves the backlash? Because, I got an opinion on this. I got an opinion on this, but I want to hear yours. We got some video of this, of the backlash 50 is receiving from this documentary. Let's listen.
We ain't baby all close.
Nah, you stupid.
But, yo, look. Puff is
Nah. You working with Pac?
I know Puff for 30 years.
You saw Big before he passed?
Yeah.
Bro, so you're close. And Jack, what were you saying?
In the documentary, there was insinuations of, you know, that Diddy possibly had something to do with both Tupac and Biggie. And, you know.
Who's telling the story, right? You can skew.
People very close to the situation.
But you can skew. You can create any narrative as a producer and as a director and as a storyteller. I can create a narrative. I could be like, you know what?
You have.
I could create a narrative.
Well,
we see
it all the time in reality shows.
Reality shows. Yeah, you write a narrative. It doesn't mean it's true. I can get interviews. I can do this. I can get footage. And I could make you think this about that person.
Nah, for sure, yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So for me, you know, I think, look, 50 and Puff have a long-term beef. It's personal. It's
People are saying 50's wrong for doing it, but 50's right for doing it. It's divided.
It's between him and Puff. And before it's between him and Puff, it's between both of them and God. Just the way Puff is down on his luck and 50's kicking a man when he's down.
God is going
to. If 50 ever luck turn up on 50, you know, that you got to be careful what you put out. There's a karma to every action that you do.
All right. So kind of defending Diddy, you know, because he was his friend. See, this is where I say, when I looked at the documentary, I seen women crying, saying that they were sexually abused by this man. I see that artist that he had coming forth saying how he treated them. Like, you can't shape that kind of narrative. That's all I'm saying. This was definitely surgical. This documentary was definitely surgical on Diddy's legacy. But you got people trying to call 50 a sellout. We talking about women saying that they woke up after being drugged and raped. All right. From their mouths. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So are you defending this behavior because that's your buddy? Or is Hollywood upset because they can't go to no parties anymore? The parties are not acceptable anymore. No more parties, no more Diddy parties. I don't know. Then Ja Rule made a statement, but it made me think, you know, Ja Rule and 50 been beefing for a long time. But Ja Rule and Diddy was close friends. But I did see that the bodyguard, that used to be the bodyguard, Diddy's bodyguard and Biggie's bodyguard, had a story of Ja Rule and Diddy in the room doing extra stuff. So these are people that are closely associated or affiliated in some kind of way with Diddy that's making these, you know, that's, you know, kind of pushing this backlash against 50. We got Deja on the lines, 833-212-1017. How you doing, Deja?
How you doing, Tori?
How you doing?
Oh, this is one heck of a topic. I ain't gonna lie, I've been waiting to speak about this. So my thing is this: any celebrity that is speaking up on Diddy and trying to like defend Diddy and his actions off rip, they're mad that their sugar daddy is in jail. That's how it's going to feel.
Oh wow!
Y'all mad that y'all not sugar Diddy no more from them parties? Doing whatever y'all wanted to do with them parties because Diddy allowed it. And Diddy also, it could also be behind the scenes, talking to them, telling them to put the pressure on 50 Cent because they don't want him to get charged with more stuff that's going to come out and has been already out.
Right.
So for everybody that's benefiting off of Diddy, yeah, they going to sit up there and talk crap about 50 Cent because he's telling the truth. And if anytime somebody tells the truth, what happens? It's always a pushback right. Because nobody really wants to face the truth.
They don't
and
want
that's all that
be
really
exposed,
is.
Right. Wow. She said, you said a mouthful, Deja. You said a mouthful. And when I tell you that, you got to look into the people that's really trying to give 50 the backlash. How deep was they involved in the situation? That's all I'm saying. Do 50 deserve the backlash? Get that up in the poll. Let's get that up in the poll. Do 50 deserve the backlash he getting from releasing this documentary? It was a lot of victims in this documentary. Sometimes when you see documentaries, it is all speculation. It is people that's kind of speculating, you know, kind of inquiry, kind of like the Inquirer, like, okay, you don't know if it's true or not. No, we got live people that was actually involved in these situations on audio recording, the Keefe D telling how Diddy, you know, kind of maneuvered during that time when Tupac was got killed, and it alluded to him being a part of Biggie's death. And if you look at how Tupac was killed and how Biggie was killed, it was almost the kind of same setup. I don't know. But when we come back, we got Eddie. We're going to talk to Eddie. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We've been talking about this abuse that's going on. A woman survived 20 shots and lived to tell about it. And this goes into trying to identify the red flags before it gets to that point. I think that many times we get suckered into the love aspect, but then the respect is not there and the let the abuse begin. And many times these situations end up and not bad for the person that's, you know, trying to love, trying to be loved, trying to receive it. We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
Sorry, I'm doing good. Once again, where's my intro?
I know that ain't who I think.
Where's my intro, Tori? There we go. Can we get him a watch? Can we get him like a stopwatch or something? Or a red light that goes off when he's supposed to do it or something? I'll come down there myself and help him. I can do that.
What'd you say? It's time in the Tori, where do we...
That's right. Tori, I got a couple things to comment. First of all, again, I want to apologize not just to Milwaukee's black community, but to America for not kicking P. Diddy's ass when I had a chance to.
Yeah, you said you met P. Diddy.
I did, and we got into it, and he backed down from me, Tori. And if you don't believe me, I could pass a lie detector test, okay? Mm. Second of all,
you didn't wake up,
Tori,
not knowing what happened to you, did you?
No. I was standing on a sidewalk, fully clothed on like 56th Street or something in Manhattan.
At least that's what you think.
Everything was fine.
That's
Tori.
What you think, Dad.
100% fuck. Oh. I wasn't missing any time.
You heard what he did to
everything
the producer, Lil Rod.
I what?
You heard what he did to the producer, Lil Rod.
Yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't do that to me, though, Tori. You would have been very proud. If you would have saw me, you would have said to, like, DJ Brother Z, you would have said, Eddie's got some moxie. He's got some chutzpah. He's got some juice. Because I stood right up to him, and he kind of backed down a little bit, okay? Okay, the second thing about this, and this ties into my second comment, is that all these people that were around him knew he was abusing people. They might have been part of the abuse. They went back for the abuse. So they're a party to the crime. They're not as innocent as they're making themselves out to be. If I'm sexually assaulted by somebody, I don't go back there 32 times in 2 years, and then I call myself a victim and everything goes awry. I don't do that. They're a part of it. They were a party to the crime. Sorry. Now, my third comment is about women. And we all, you know, kind of act like there's a lie, there's a delusion, there's a narrative that women want nice guys and want men to be respectable to them. And they're looking, that's a lie. That might happen after 50 and they've got, you know, 4 baby daddies and they're trashed out and their body counts 1,000. Then they want the nice guy who's stable because they're emotionally and mentally burnt out. But women do not want good men in their prime. They just don't. They think
what
good men
mean?
Are boring.
They don't want
they're not
good men in their prime. What are you talking about? You saying that no
I'm
woman
that
wants
women,
a good man?
I'm saying that women are addicted to drama. It's like a drug. So if you're a nice guy, you're not providing any kind of drama for them. They'll go to the guy who will. So if you're a great guy, you're an insurance agent, you'd be a good husband, a good father, a good son-in-law, a good brother-in-law. Or Johnny on the block just gets out of prison and he's loaded with Hep C, right? And he's got all these negative things. He's got to go to his PO, but he gets it right. They prefer the guy who's kind of a dirtbag because he provides the drama that they need. And the drama's like a drug. Mm. They don't want decency. They don't want a guy who's nice. That's like driving through Kansas or Nebraska. It's flat. It's boring. Women want Colorado. They want Utah. They want ups and downs and twists and turns because they got to keep their mind busy. They need the drama. It's what they're about, Tori. Okay, where's my music?
All right.
Where's my music?
Well, that's once again.
Oh, Jesus, Andrew. God, we got to get this straight, Tori.
Here we go. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Sometimes Eddie just makes me laugh. I mean, that's a lot going on. All I'm saying is that when we talk about the backlash, and the backlash from 50 is, I'm just wondering, are the people, the characters that are stepping in trying to give them the backlash, they're tied to a lot of stuff that may be questionable, and they were running around with Diddy during his time. So I think it's not quality backlash. It's not quality where these people are, you know, where they may have some questionable things that they may have done in Hollywood. Hollyweird. That's all I'm saying. So here we go with the, you know, I don't think that when you talk about Diddy, that nobody actually really thought that Diddy was a nice person due to a lot of his artists, even Mace coming out saying a lot of the things that they had to go through. A lot of people already knew a lot of these things that were in the doc. It was just the behind the scenes research that was added to the doc that made the doc so pivotal. When it came to being actually getting him in a space where he had real life people speaking and not being you didn't even have to assume really some ex workers that you know worked with Diddy. So like I said, I mean a lot of people are weighing in on this doc. I thought it was highly interesting, and like I said that they said he was behind Tupac and Biggie's. You know, I know that Tupac had a lot of heat. He had a lot of heat with Keefe D with Tupac, but I never thought that he would be behind Biggie. You know, maybe I thought that was more retaliation. But hey, now that I've seen the doc, man,
playing both sides,
he wanted to be the star.
How'd that work out for him?
Who rose? It worked out fine. He became an even bigger star after Biggie and Tupac was gone.
I agree with
he
that.
He went from an A&R to one of the biggest rap phenomenons. He wasn't even a good at rapper. He just became the biggest thing in entertainment after that.
You don't think Jay-Z became bigger?
No. I think Diddy was bigger than Jay-Z for a long time. I think Jay-Z was a better rapper. Yeah, Jay-Z was way better rapper. But I'm talking about as far as captivating, Diddy. Yeah, Diddy was way more captivating. So, I don't know. Not really a city girl. Says Cassie is about to get sued for passing around the HPV package, allegedly. He got famous off of stepping on people. Diddy did. Hey, all of Hollywood have their day of reckoning. If not right now, the Lord will do it. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, boots on the ground. We taking back everything they said we lose.
Let's go.
Here I come to say the day. No more excuses, ain't no more.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Look, joining me live on the V Mix, advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. If y'all want to see Elizabeth Brown as we broadcast live, go to the YouTube. 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, salute King all as well.
Troy Medley's death was ruled a suicide. This is the man that was allegedly hung himself. This is what they're saying in the Brookfield golf course area. And the family wants to see the video. They want to see the video to prove or any type of evidence to prove that if this is what you're saying happened, then show us. Because other than that, it's going to be a problem.
It's their right to see it. Especially if you're going to rule it, whatever it is you're going to rule it, prove it. Because again, they have every right not to trust it. Because again, if you look at the statistics, not We don't choose that way. So that's not normal. So again, say no more and show the video.
Also, Charmaine Nixon found near a local grocery store in the bushes, unalived. And once again, the family called into the show saying that they just want to see evidence of what the police is saying. Another family that has been denied the ability to see what the police have to say to make their kind of conclusion to the case. But once again, another two families that all seem like 2 minutes. All they got to do is sit down for 2 minutes. This is what That's we it. Got and keep it moving. But now it's adding more stress, not only on the family during these times, but on the community as well.
Absolutely. And it, again, then you have to ask yourself, because again, for the community, for us, we the people who pay these people's salaries, who the reason why these individuals have a job, we pay for the equipment. Why isn't it that when we request something that our money didn't pay for? And we shouldn't even have to request it. That's the crazy thing. If you saying that it is what it is, then it shouldn't be hard to show the tape. I'm not understanding why a family would have to continue to ask, beg, or demand. That should be automatic. And the sad reality is, again, where she was found, whose district is it? Because, again, these are what your older people. You ought to be able to go to these people and them being able to make something happen.
Right.
Why the hell can't they see the video footage? What's the purpose of all the cameras? Because again, when it's beneficial for them, they hurry up and release it.
Automatic.
Give these families what it is they need so they can grieve and move on. I'm not understanding the logic behind it. Just like when we was working with the Joel Acevedo family and several other families about the body cam footage, these cameras that's clocking the community. Why the hell can't we see it? It shouldn't be that hard.
Especially
since we paid for it.
It's not. Okay, if you got a clip, you know, like you got to sit there a whole hour to do this. And they're giving the family the runaround. This is what I heard from the loved one, Kathy, that called in, that they keep getting the runaround. The detective saying, they saying they come in at this time, come in at that time, then finding out they ain't even there. Why is they even doing that? That's so disrespectful. You know, this is why I'm happy that we got a show that the families can actually call in and tell y'all what they're going through. So when you get in the situation and it happens, you understand what's going to happen to you.
Absolutely. And that's the crazy part, because again, it's so obvious. The sad part is our gut, the way they have us set up, they have us moving everything. We're behind. We are the horse behind the cart instead of being in front of the cart. We are private citizens, and the things that we do should be private. They are public servants. What they do should be public, but it's the opposite.
Wow.
Like, we got to make it make sense. Like, how the hell are you a public servant and the things that's taking place is being held private from the public, and everything the public do to you is... You have access to that.
This is where I say that we got to, all year, we have talked to family after family after family going through these situations and how they being treated and who's actually Absolutely. Responding to them in a way where they can get some results. It's almost, if you can't come this way, you may not get nothing. If you can't, you know, they
and
reach out.
Not.
They reach out to me to try to get some kind of relief. But like you said, where's the alderman? Where's the people that's over the
Crickets.
District, you know, where they can reach out to them? Hey, this is what's going on. But yet Okay, and I think that I'm tired of blaming these elected officials because it's really our fault because we are going to the ballot and we're casting our votes and reissuing them another 4 years at a term.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. But at the same time, I'm still placing blame. This is in totality. Again, like I said, we've been a fool for a long time.
Right.
Nobody before the Tory Lowe show has ever had the real life conversations so you can see exactly what's taking place. These so-called, like I said, public servants, okay, who supposed to serve is not serving, not doing their damn job. And we have to understand as the people, the things that's supposed to be public, supposed to be what they doing in they damn jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, like you stated, we also have to take accountability for that. Whether you went and voted for these people or you didn't. The reality of it is, until we change our vote, our mind, they're going to continue to do the same thing. Because family after family after family that's coming on the Tory Lowe show, who have said it continuous. Again, my question is, what the hell? Nobody's working. Everybody that's voted in that's getting a check, not doing no
they
damn
got
work.
A raise.
And everybody doing the work.
They cashing that check,
the
they got that
check.
Raise.
Come on. That part.
I wish I could get a raise and people, after case, people saying this, you ain't responding back. I mean, man, I got the wrong career
again,
choice.
Again, not even just only a raise, because I think that all the people was making 70-some thousand dollars a year. I wish I could do my I wish I could go to work every day and not do my damn job and just get a check. Because like I said, one thing for sure and two for certain, when you looking at them, they eating good. They definitely not missing no meals. I wanted the gym plan a part of they pension. Okay?
At least setting a sauna or something.
You know what I'm saying? And sweat some of that, you know what I'm saying? Like that turkey bacon off. Like, I mean, the end of the day, it's a sad reality that family after family, when we're talking about even with the police, why the hell do we have to rally? Again, they made this big thing, had us throwing more money at the body cams, these cameras that's going up again. We paid for it. So why the hell do we got to get an attorney and sue you to get the information that should be at hand for us whenever the hell we need it?
I guess you got to do an open records request, and whenever we can get to you, we'll send it.
And even when you do the open record request, because I had met with a police officer not too long ago about an incident, and it was supposed to be recorded. I go and do the open request to get that information and that body footage, and it disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's on the paperwork that it was supposed to be recorded. But now that I'm trying to get it, it's no longer there.
Oh, wow.
That part. Malfeasance, okay?
You know what? Whew. All right, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me as we broadcast live. You can see her live, advocate author Elizabeth Brown. On the live feed, Elizabeth Brown,
yes, sir.
I got a question. Do you think 50 Cent deserves the backlash he's getting from being a part of the Diddy doc? I mean, a lot of these Hollywood stars are uptight about the documentary, but I mean, I watched it and it was surgical. It had some information that the feds didn't have, they said, in there about
that
Diddy.
Part.
So, I mean, but I've seen a lot of abuse in the documentary and a lot of people
absolutely
that were kind of coming forward and telling their stories that we have never heard. And what I'm saying mm-hmm is, why would you, it seems like they're trying to call him a sellout for being a part of this documentary.
Pretty much. Absolutely. And again, I think it's egregious. Hit dogs gonna holler. I think everybody who's trying to give a backlash, again, it reminds me of the family members who condone people being violated in the family when the uncle who done violated everybody in the family able to sit at the Thanksgiving table, and because the person who been violated, like, why is he here? Here she goes starting stuff, you know? That's what's happening. So again, I would say to all of those who trying to say, again, what me and you talked about, the reality of it is nobody should be justifying anybody being violated at no shape, form, or fashion. And that what's done in this house stays in this house has been a violation. And we can no longer live up under that. Again, did he need to be exposed? I think the people who are trying to give 50 some pushback, I think it's a new day and it's a new time that we not only have to call it out, we have to stop it. And the beautiful part about that is, again, this is reactionary on the back end, because there's stories way before this documentary right. came out of women and men who have said what was taking place. And not only that, in Holly Weird, it's more than Diddy. It's bigger than Diddy. And a lot of these individuals who probably crying right now about what 50 done exposed, again, because Hollywood is exposed in totality, but probably guilty of not only being at the parties, of not only partying, because usually some of the violated become violators. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's a beautiful thing that the documentary did come out. I don't think I don't even think 50 cared, no way. But however, like I said, a hit dog a holler, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I would just advise anybody, if you want to change the past, you have to make sure that you call it out and cut it out. At the end of the day, this sickness that has been taking place, like we said, people violating our children, women, men, you know, anybody who's out here violating, hurting innocent life, again, I said, not only point them out, call them out, and then get rid of them. Period.
And giving people a pass, and when they're abusive, like dealing with people in a rough way, you know, and being and making sure that this is his lifestyle. Like, it's a lot of people that a lot of people are afraid of that have gotten into places due to being abusive toward others, and they kept quiet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. We can no longer can allow, you know, a lot of people stood by and allowed this. Okay, Diddy was the monster that he was because individuals allowed it. He was the monster because even with my violator, Tory, inside my family, again, I realized that I was carrying a scarlet letter that wasn't even mine. While I was keeping my secret, while my sister was keeping a secret, this person was able to walk freely and continue to violate. This is why you have to call them out again, because it holds them accountable for what they've done to you, and you're able to forgive, heal, and move on, but also stop somebody else. If the whistle been blowed, he can no longer go in places and spaces and act like he's regular, because he's not. You understand what I'm saying? So the reality definitely is, salute to 50.
Marked for the rest of his life. Period. From his doc. Man, he just got a lifetime achievement award.
I bet. All of the pedophiles in Hollywood, pretty much.
Wow. Also, before we get out of here, I want to talk about this story in Atlanta. Father goes up to Bojangles to deal with a situation that was going on with his daughter. And Maurice Nolan Evans was the manager. And he guess they sent him home because him and the father's daughter was into it. She called her father to come up there. And this manager, Maurice Nolan Evans, waited for the father to get there and unalived him. This is something where I try to tell people, like, these are situations that when you talk about disputes and people getting involved and thinking that they're going to come up and try to check somebody. I said, come on. Look, this is something that was very unfortunate. But the old school men would go up there and have a face-to-face with a young man about their child.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it's a new day. It's a new time. And people have to understand that when you go and call yourself doing whatever, you have to understand whatever comes behind you trying to go and confront something. You have to understand that gate is wide open. And you have to make sure that you understand that a person has a right to protect their life. It don't matter how you was coming up there. You know, we have to go to thinking ahead. Again, that daughter, I feel sorry for her because, again, she's going to have to live with the fact that you called your father. You understand what I'm saying? And at the same time, this guy who done unalived somebody, which it shouldn't have never came to that. But again, at the same time, when it comes to a person's life, I love living. So if you going to approach me like you a threat, I'm going to do what by any means necessary, what I need to do to protect my life, to go at home at night. So with that being said, King, it's a time where we're telling people all day, every day, don't engage.
Right.
It's not that serious.
It ain't. It is not that serious. And the sad part about it is, Elizabeth Brown, every story that when we talk about this year in 2025, where it seems petty, but it resulted in the loss of life. I mean, it don't take much. No, it don't even take much.
I mean, we already on edge, King. We dealing with so much, you know, this economy. Again, like I stated, we've been suffering above and beyond. We've been victims of every circumstance you can name. So again, walking time bombs at this point. So what I say is, don't engage. It's never worth it. At the end of the day, if your child is having a problem at that job, there's too many jobs out here. Go somewhere else. You know, it's really not worth it at the end of the day, because again, now your father gone, she has to live with that. This person is going to be affected as well. The business is affected.
Right.
It's just, when you sit back and think about it, it's never worth it. And a lot of people was out here, sad to say, on demon time. And that's why you got to vibrate high and know that you don't have to say anything. Disengage and move around.
Also, I didn't get a chance to ask you about the Cinnabon lady from that in Wisconsin. The Cinnabon lady, openly racist, said the N-word a couple times and got a GoFundMe up, and they raised all that money on the racist GoFundMe site.
I bet.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's a lot of racists. We talking about Wisconsin, okay? Right. We talking about it's a lot of racists.
$125,000
was raised. I'm not surprised. But my thing is, you know, if you want to, I'm surprised, you know, she ain't get beat up, you know?
Right.
Say the N-word to the right one, and you're going to get, you know, you going to have to read
you gonna
somebody.
You're going to get the soul, the black soul fist.
Absolutely. And it should be on record that if you say the N-word, if you're not going to charge them from saying the N-word, the person who beat them up from saying the N-word shouldn't get charged
right.
either. We need that on the docket.
Here we go. All right, Queen. Well, hey, look, we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of stuff going on out here. It's the end of 2025. We're going into 2026.
Absolutely.
Man.
Stomping like big dogs. Hey, I'm here for it,
here
King.
We
Let's
go.
Get it.
All right. Talk to you soon,
hey.
Queen.
Salute.
All right. Salute to everybody that joined the show out there in Radio Land. Salute to everybody in the chat. Another powerful chat. Where did the poll end? Does 50 Cent deserve the backlash? No at 87%. No at 87%. Hey, if you ain't joined the chat, you missing out. It's a whole life of its own. Salute to everybody that joined the show in the chat. I appreciate y'all. Salute to everybody that joined to talk to text, everybody that called in. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Look, keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. King Harris, I'm next. Glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play, man. If you are my